BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The UN climate summit in Azerbaijan has staved off a collapse with a last-minute agreement that richer countries will raise their climate finance contribution to $300 billion a year by 2035 to support poorer countries. The final resolutions were greeted with applause from the assembled delegates in Baku, as our climate reporter Esme Stallard explains.
Now, the main one we were looking at was this finance deal, effectively how much money was going to travel from richer countries to poorer nations to help them prepare for climate change and also to move away from fossil fuels. Now, what is in this deal that just got agreed is $300 billion by 2035. That was an increase from the 250 opening gambit, if you like, from richer nations earlier in the week. There's also other details in there for an aspirational goal of $1.3 trillion by the same date. How we're going to get there, it's not quite clear. There's a suggestion a lot of the money could come from the private sector.
There's been a day of intense airstrikes and fighting across Lebanon, which the health ministry there says has claimed the lives of at least 50 people. The deadliest incident came when an eight-story building in central Beirut was flattened by Israeli warplanes. Thousands of Israelis have rallied in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, urging the government to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas militants. Israel is investigating a claim by Hamas that another hostage has been killed in northern Gaza. Frank Gardner reports from Jerusalem.
How many more must die? It's time for dialogue. No more funerals. These are heartfelt chants by those campaigning for the release of Israel's hostages. More than 1 year on, after around 250 men, women and children were dragged across the border into Gaza by Hamas and others, negotiations to release the remaining 101 appear to have stalled. Hamas have now posted a video which purports to show a dead female hostage, killed, they say, by Israeli forces. The Israel Defense Forces say they are in contact with the family concerned and are investigating it.
The head of the Norwegian Refugee Council has warned that after 19 months of war in Sudan, the country is disintegrating amid a proliferation of armed groups. Jan Egeland, who has just visited the Darfur region and Port Sudan, told the BBC that he feared Sudan could become another failed state.
The parties are tearing down their own house. They are massacring their own people. They are instrumentalizing starvation as a technique. But the rest of the world were also failing Sudan completely. It's an underfunded operation, even though it's the world's biggest emergency.
I'm Eileen McHugh, and you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The humanitarian crisis in Haiti is deepening after the French charity Médecins Sans Frontières left the country and the US blocked flights to the capital for security reasons this week. Rising gang violence has forced hospitals to close and seen pharmacies burnt down. Three judges, two prosecutors and a military officer have been arrested in Venezuela for their alleged involvement in a plot against President Nicolas Maduro. The Interior Minister, Diosdado Cabello, a close ally of the president, claims the six had ties with the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. Glitzia Sala reports.
The six latest arrests are part of a wider clampdown on the opposition in Venezuela ever since President Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner of July's disputed election. At least 1,800 people have been detained so far, all accused of opposing Mr. Maduro. The Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello has hinted at more arrests to come. Ms. Machado is a fierce critic of President Maduro. She insists Nicolas Maduro rigged the vote count and is now in hiding. Several countries have recognized opposition candidate Edmundo González as the rightful winner.
The head of Canada's armed forces has hit back at comments made by a US senator in which he appeared to question the suitability of women for combat roles. General Jenny Carignan, the first woman to serve as Canada's chief of the defence staff, responded to the Republican Jim Risch, saying women have participated in combat for hundreds of years and that it was disappointing their contribution still had to be justified. The English Premier League football champions Manchester City have lost their unbeaten home record, which stretched back 52 games in all competitions. Tottenham Hotspur beat them 4-0, the first time in 2 years that City have tasted defeat at their own stadium. They have now lost their last five matches. That's the latest from BBC News.